Well, Davey, it's never easy to suppose talk after a defeat like that, but you've got a few minutes to consume it and to take it in. What's the synopsis at this stage, or what's your thoughts?
Well, look, first of all, I'm very disappointed for the girls, you know, given the huge amount of work they've put in all year. But I said to them after the game, you know, that's the reality of trying to play football at this level. You know, you can't be making mistakes, and we paid the very heavy price, you know, in the first 20 minutes with some of our decision making, particularly in front of their goals. You know, we were going for goals and maybe should have popped it over the bar, and look, they were very quick to break up field. I suppose, you know, we can lick our wounds now, you know, or we can bounce back. And look, the girls are already talking about Wednesday night and getting back at it. So look, we'll be back at it.
And it all started so well with that goal from you on.
It did. And look, the plan was to go at them hard in the first 5 minutes and set the tempo. And look, you know, we got off to a start. You couldn't ask for a better start. And in fairness to Armagh, look, they didn't let it rattle them. They came back, and I think they maybe get the next three or four scores, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, Amy Mackin obviously caused a lot of problems, Fiona McKenna as well in the full forward line. They caused you a lot of problems.
Well, look, you know, we had our homework done, and we knew. I think I said to you before, Tom, I knew all about Amy Mackin, but God, the girl was just totally exceptional there today. Now she's fearless now. When she gets out a goal at all, she'll have a go. And Emer Gallagher, like, is a very, very good player, but she struggled on her today. And of course McKenna, who'd been very quiet in the last game we've seen, she just seemed to come to life today. And Nicole now certainly had a torrid time in the first half on her.
Yeah. Would you have any regrets maybe that you didn't maybe employ a sweeper back there to cover to help out? Because I found that there was a big gap between the half back line and the full back line. The girls were exposed, in fairness.
Yeah, look, we talked about that, and I suppose it when maybe the damage was done early on, and we thought, look, we'll push up and we'll go head to head, we'll go one on one and take our chances. And in fairness, at the start of the second half, that was actually starting to pay some rewards. But look, I think the girls just started to run out of steam a wee bit then towards the end, and look, we were always pushing water up a hill at that stage.
Yeah. And it's probably, you know, you can clutch at straws and certain people are missing and one thing and another, but maybe is it just that they're Armagh that bit ahead of you at the moment?
Well, I mean, I think that showed today. We beat them in the first game of the season up in Glenfinn by the odd point, and maybe should have won that game by maybe 3 or 4 points. You know, we were very comfortable that day. But that's the difference. You see, James Daly, I said it before, he's a shrewd boy. He's at that team together now. I think this is certainly his third, maybe his fourth year. And you could see it now. They're well coached now. They're well organised. And look, you can only admire what they've done today, to be fair.
Yeah. And any positives to take out of the game?
I always look for the positives. You know, look, Kate Keeney came back there at the second half, and that was a bonus. And geez, now look, she certainly made an impact. So look, we know she's going to be back. I thought Thrasa Doherty done well when she came on. I thought Rose Boyle done well when she came on. So look, it proves that point that look, we have strength and depth. So yeah, look, I'll always find the positives.
Yeah, and obviously now it's turning your thoughts to the championship.
Yeah, that's what I said to the girls. As I said, we can lick our wounds or we can push on. And look, the 20th of June or 21st of June will not be long rolling around, and that's absolutely where our focus needs to be now, yeah.
There's been great progress made, but I suppose the biggest disappointment of all is the fact that despite winning all your games up to today, you're not now going to be playing in Division 1 next year.
Yeah, look, that's just the cruel way it works in ladies football. When you have despite winning all those games, you go into the semi-final and final, and Armagh, who lost two games in the round robin, look, came out on top today, and undeservedly so. You can't take that away from them, but look, we've just to spend another year in Division 2, and we'll have to go back at it harder, faster, stronger next year.
Okay.